Welcome back to IPOS on Air. This is Noemi. What is the music that we're coming in?
This is my music. Nice. So yeah, Memor Exorcist. The song is called Preciseless.
Nice. Thank you. We are here with Emily Miller, who was my gender studies teacher. Thank you very much for joining us. I kind of wanted to talk about gender studies and some of the ideas and how you kind of developed the ideas for the class. I'm wondering if they started out this way or if this is something that you developed over time.
Sure. Well, first of all, it's a real privilege to be able to teach gender studies. I haven't been teaching it very long, and it's a work in progress because the beauty of the class is that I get to learn as much from the students. Really, it's kind of an organic curriculum. I've only been teaching it, I think, 3 years now. Traditionally, the way the class was conceived, it was called Women in Society, and it was a traditional women's history course. And so it was really looking at women's history in the United States, pretty much going back to the beginning, and bringing it through the different waves of feminism. And so I've tried to make it more of a gender studies course, where obviously it is still a history course, and I think it's really important to understand the roots of women's history, because mm-hmm. so often it's gleaned over in traditional history courses, and students are always delighted to be able to really delve deeper mm-hmm. into topics about women's history mm-hmm. that they just didn't learn in yeah. their freshman class or their sophomore class. Mm-hmm. And so I think my primary goal with the course is really to have students understand that I always say that I want to pull out the story in history mm-hmm. and make students feel that story, but also see their own story and mm-hmm. how they have agency to make change happen. Mm-hmm. So I want them to see themselves in the history, but also to realize that they can help make change happen in that history. Mm-hmm. And so how I've tried to open it up is really to, we're still looking at systems of the patriarchy mm-hmm. and seeing how really the patriarchy works as a system, but see how there's intersectionality between, for example, gender is just one form of oppression, but it's not the only form of oppression. Mm-hmm. And that feminism is really about fighting for equality and justice for all people, not just women. Mm-hmm. So we look at the experiences of non-cisgendered people, non-heterosexual people, the LGBTQ community, and we try to make it a much more expansive course.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also really interesting that you bring up the idea of going into gender specifically, because I think there's this kind of thought that gender should be a part of other parts, like your other history classes. But I think it is important to have a specific class to learn about gender, because there's no possible way to be able to have that specific class within other classes.
Right, right. We often just will touch on it, right? And then it's back to the wars or whatever in those regular history classes.
Or like when we talk about, we also have African American studies yeah. as well. And it's hard to really do justice for both sides.
Absolutely.
Even though they are very intersectional.
Yeah. And so that's the beauty, is that we can look at history through this lens of gender. Mm-hmm. Like you said, in African American history, you're looking through the lens of the African American experience. Mm-hmm. Similarly, we're really lucky at West High, we have Wisconsin First Nations. So you're looking at the Native experience. And so anytime there's an opportunity to really go in more focus, I think it makes the students feel that there's just so much more to this world mm-hmm. that they didn't know and that they can connect more with. Mm-hmm. And I think the beauty too of this course is that I've tried to design it in a way where there's a lot, and I need to keep doing this, there's opportunity for student choice. Mm-hmm. So while it's important to have a framework, like in any course, you need a framework for the general and foundational history. Mm-hmm. Once you understand the main threads and themes and topics, then you can let students take those in the direction they want to explore. Mm-hmm. That's been really fun for me to see. In, for example, we do the project with representations of gender and sexuality in art and media. Yeah. And I always learn so much from students because they pull us in different directions. Mm-hmm. And then what's really fun, too, is when students take what they're learning and they go outside of the course and mm-hmm. they start organizing, whether that's getting involved with the Rape Crisis Center, mm-hmm. Organizing sit-ins, for example, first semester this year, and I know you've had on your show Grace Borgerding to speak about Allies of Consent Club, AOC Club, where she was inspired by discussions from the class to really go and it's also her passion mm-hmm. to fight for educating people about the protections that they have under Title IX mm-hmm. and educating people about consent and what that means. Mm-hmm. And this led to a school walkout, a teach-in, I would call it, really, where students came up and told their stories as they left class for a period, told their stories about their experiences with sexual harassment and sexual assault. And it was incredibly empowering because when you realize that you're not the only one with that story, mm-hmm. that you're not isolated, that other people have experienced this, mm-hmm. then you can feel empowered to go and make change happen. And honestly, this is just the joy of teaching, right? The students are our future and they give me hope. And every year there've been students that just run with things. Mm-hmm. We had one year students when I was teaching African American history, it was students in my colleague Ms. Gavelber's class mm-hmm. who lobbied the district and organized a teach-in, a walkout, to have more teachers of color at mm-hmm. our school and just to really bring that to the district's attention and make that a number one priority for the district. Students in prior years, the first year I taught gender studies, there was a club at school kind of similar to your Sunshine mm-hmm. Club. It was called Get It Done Club.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that
one?
I
remember
and
that.
Boy, did they get stuff done. And the activism that they... One of their primary goals was to build bridges between different clubs at school, mm-hmm. And they did it.
Yeah, for sure. We are coming back with our musical guests, but after that, we'll kind of talk more and keep on the more hopeful and positive note. Thanks for listening.